Okay, good evening, everyone. It's January 26th. This is the 35th installment of the Das Tefillah Chabura, and we have reached the third chapter of the Sefer, entitled Tefillos Avos Tignum. Tefillos Avos Tignum. So in the first section, he discussed all the different meanings of the word tefillah, all the different roots. And in doing so, he uncovered a lot of ideas, basic ideas about tefillah, but wasn't headed in a very particular direction. In the second part, we discussed the opinion of the Jerusalem Talmud that the three tefillos were established not by the avos and not to connect to the karbonos, but to correspond to the different times of the day. Which is probably the simplest answer. But it doesn't appear in the Babylonian Talmud. It only appears in the Jerusalem Talmud. That, like we say, the pasuk "Erev Avoker V'Tzaharayim," that I should daven three times because I should daven at every time period. But he explained that in a very, very deep way. And what he explained is that the different time periods of the day correspond to different ways we're supposed to relate to Hashem. Or let's put it this way, we're supposed to think of Hashem as relating differently to us at different times of the day. We're already familiar with that concept from the year, the month of Adar, the month of Av, the month of Elul or Tishrei. We're familiar with the fact that even though God doesn't really change, we relate to Him differently at different times, and we think of Him as relating to us differently at different times of the year. So he suggested, based on the writings of the Ramchal and others, that the same thing was true with the three times of the day. At the morning, we relate to the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the afternoon, we relate to Din. There, the sun is being taken away. And at night, we relate to the Hester Panim. And that we all have times in our life, we spoke about last week, this beautiful idea that basically davening three times a day is exercising our emunah muscles. In the morning, when we relate to Hashem's chesed, we're practicing how do I relate to God when things seem good. That's what the Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is the primary way that we actually not just interact, but that we interact face to face, so to speak, with God. The morning is when we practice every day how to relate to God when things are going well. The afternoon, mincha, a much shorter tefillah experience. We relate to God with yira. There we're practicing how to relate to God at times when we think that He's relating to us with din. And at night, we should look outside. We should see the darkness. And we should use ma'ariv to practice how to relate to God at times there hester panim. And if every single day we practice how to relate to God in these three different kinds of times of our life, then we'll get pretty good at actually relating to Him when we do have times that are in one of these three types. That was many weeks of discussing how tefillah relates to the day. It is interesting and noteworthy that, of course, there's not only three primary ways of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and three times of the day, and three tefillos, but there are also three avos. And of course, the Gemara tells us that the three avos created the three tefillos. And I guess we always thought that the reason why there are three tefillos is because there are three avos. Of course, it's strange that three people could be our avos, right? Either it should be one person or everybody till this point. Exactly what happened with the three. But we've always assumed that since we have three avos, we ended up with three tefillos. And, you know, on a tough day when we don't have so much time to daven, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we didn't have four or five avos, because then we'd have to daven four or five times a day, whatever it would be. But we'll learn with everything that we're learning in this Sefer that the idea is much, much deeper than that. In fact, the reason why we have, it's not to say that we have three tefillos because we have three avos, but we have three avos because we have three tefillos. That's where we're going to get to. Because the tfilos are about ways to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's much more fundamental than any human being that may have lived, than any ancestor that we may have had. So the question we're going to have to try to figure out over the coming weeks, and he does this so beautifully, in my humble opinion, this is the most beautiful section of the Sefer that we're getting to now, where he discusses tfilos avos tiknum. We'll start today. I don't know if we'll get any further. For those of you who just tuned in, I have to head out a little early tonight. I apologize to actually daven, so I don't miss the last minyan I can catch tonight. Harder to get late minyanim during COVID. But let's start with the famous Gemara, where the Talmud tells us that the Avos created the Tfilos. And again, if you think that that the reason why there are three Tfilos is because there are three Avos and each one needed something to do, then the fact that then this reading of the Gemara hopefully should dispel that, because this is probably, I'd say, top 10 well-known Gemaras in all of Shas. Not just a line, but like a whole section of Gemara, probably top 10 that the Avos created the three Tfilos. And yet, as we'll see tonight, and we'll continue to develop over the next few weeks, this Gemara makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. None. And you may have heard it before, and you may have read it before. It makes absolutely no sense. Itmar, Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina Amar Tfilos Avos Tiknum. We have it up on the screen. Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina says that Tfilos were established by the Avos. How do you know that the Avos established the Tfilos? Here we go on a wild ride with the Babylonian Talmud. Avraham Tikein Tfilos Shachris. Okay, so far so good. Avraham was the one who established Shachris. Now, this can't mean that he established Psukei the Zimra and the language of the Shmona Esrei. Everyone seems to agree that the actual words were created much later, at the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. But what it seems to mean is that the idea, the practice of praying in the morning, was established by Avraham. Shneemar. Now, the Gemara often quotes a proof text, right? That's typical Gemara. It makes a statement, and it quotes a proof text from Tanakh. How do you know that Avraham created Shachris? Shneemar, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Hamakom Asher Omad Sham. The Pasuk says, Avraham got up early to the place that he stood. Now, this Pasuk, it is not heresy to say, this Pasuk does not say that Avraham Avinu David Shachris. It says that Avraham Avinu stood up. Okay, when we pray, we do sometimes stand up, but using Aristotelian logic, not every time we stand up, it is to pray. A little bit strange. It says Avraham stood up, right? It's like the famous thing. How do you know that, that someone comes and says Avraham Avinu wore a black hat? I can prove it to you from a pasuk. How do you know that? Because it says Avraham Avinu went out. A guy like Avraham wouldn't go out of his house without a black hat. Therefore, you see that Avraham Avinu wore a black hat. It's basically what the Gemara is doing here. Avraham Avinu stood up. Now, it's strange because this isn't a joke. It's a passage from the Talmud Bavli. How do you know Avraham Avinu created Shachris? Because it says he stood up. The Ein Amida Ela Tfila. Don't say that it's Amida. Don't say it's standing up. Say it's Tfila. Now, Ein Amida Ela Tfila can't be taken literally. Not every time in all of Tanakh, every time in all of Mishnah, when it says the word stand, does it mean you're davening the Shmona Esrei? But what it means, and in this context, you shouldn't understand it that Avram stood up. You should understand that he davened. How do you know? Because the Pasuk says, Vayamod Pinchas Vayefalel, a Pasuk from Tehillim, that says that Pinchas got up and he judged somebody. He stabbed somebody. It's a very strange mess here. So how do you know that Avraham Avinu created Shachris? Because he stood up. How do you know that standing up is davening Shachris? because Pinchas stood up and he killed somebody. Happens to be that when he killed him, he was judging him. And the word for judge is palel, and we did this in the first chapter. There's a connection. This is a very strange Gemara. Okay, so maybe they didn't have a good proof for Avraham, but I'm sure they'll have a wonderful proof for Yitzchak, and that'll make us understand why they had such a weak proof for Avraham. Next, the Gemara says, Yitzchak tikein tfilas mincha. Yitzchak established mincha. Shenemar, as it says, Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basade lifnos erev. Oh, no. It says that Yitzchak went to take a walk in the evening. Doesn't say he prayed. It says he took a walk, right? He went out to take a walk and he met a nice girl, or a nice girl came and met him. That's what it says. So now we have co-ed stuff going on here. We have people meeting in shul. What does this have to do with mincha? The ein, right? And he says shenemar. It says the ein sicha elatfila. No. It doesn't mean. Now the interesting sicha here is meant in two different ways. Lasuach basade probably means to take a walk, a spatzir. But sicha means tefila because sicha also means conversation. As the pasuk says, tefila la'ani kiyatov, tefila for an ani who is covering himself. L'fnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, and before God, he pours out his sicha. Okay, so what do we know so far? Absolutely nothing. We know it's a famous Gemara. We know the Gemara says that Avram created Shachris, except it doesn't say that. It says Avram stood up. And then we have a leap of faith that he davened Shachris. Then comes Mincha, and it says Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha. How do you know he's Mesakin Mincha? Because he took a walk. Doesn't mean take a walk. It means he took a talk. And who is he talking to? The Ribono Shel Olam. Who else would Yitzchak be talking to except the Ribono Shel Olam? You get the feeling that had the Gemara just said that Avram created Shachris and Yitzchak created Mincha, we would have been better off. I wouldn't have asked, what's the proof text? I would have said it's a Masorah that Chazal have, that the Avos created the three tefillas. But no. Yaakov tikein tefillas arvis. And then it says, and remember, this is a Gemara that I'd be willing to bet everyone here has seen at some point, or heard referenced at some point. It's one of the famous Gemaras in Shas. Yaakov tikein tefillas arvis. Yaakov established Myriv. How do you know that Yaakov, let's at least have some guy praying, please. Some indication that one of the Avos prayed once. Yaakov tfitzin shenemar vayivga b'makom vayolen sham. Because he went to sleep. Okay, so let me get this straight. Avraham stood up. Yitzchak took a walk. Yaakov went to sleep. Now, if you'll tell me, this looks like shul on many days. True, there are lots of people standing up, walking around, falling asleep. But it's hard to believe that that's what the Gemara is telling us. But this is bizarre. Yaakov created Myriv. Yaakov didn't create Myriv. Yaakov went to sleep. He touched down on the place, and he went to sleep. The Ein Pegia El Tfila. The Gemara says it a third time. And Pegia, when it says Pegia, to touch down on the place, that refers to davening. Shenemar, Va'ata, and you, he says to Yirmiyahu, Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, Anabi, at the time of the Churban, Va'ata, al tispalo ba'ad ha'am hazeh, God says, don't tifka me. I'm not interested right now in history. At the moment before the Churban, he told Yirmiyahu, I'm not interested right now in you tifkaing me. Maybe it would have been nice if you tifkaed me for the last 400 years. But right now, don't bother me, Yirmiyahu. I'm not interested in your pleas. Okay. This is a very, very strange Gemara. It's very difficult to take this Gemara at face value in any way, shape, or form. How could it be that the Avos created the Tfilos? There's no indication from the text whatsoever that they prayed, or certainly that they prayed any sort of set Tfilah. That's the first difficulty with this Gemara that we'll have to try to work out as we see the words of the beautiful, beautiful words of Rav Rakovsky. But there's a second problem, which Rav Rakovsky himself doesn't bring up. The Gemara tells us, a very strange Gemara in Yuma, tells us that Avram Avinu made an Erev Tavshilin. He made an Erev Tavshilin. Actually, the Tosfos on the Kodesh is in Yuma. The Gemara, I think, is an Erev. And Tosfos says that Avram Avinu made an Erev Tavshilin. What did he make an Erev Tavshilin for? He didn't have yontav. He didn't have plastic bags. He didn't have hard-boiled eggs. What does it mean to have matzahs in a box? What exactly does it mean to make an Erev Tavshilin? What the rabbis are trying to tell us, I think, is that Avram Avinu's Judaism wasn't so different from our Judaism. And if you go to Bible departments around the world, they debate these kinds of questions. Was Judaism ever meant to be what it is today, or was it very different in the biblical times, and blah, blah, blah. The rabbis are telling us, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they basically kept a Judaism that we would recognize. Okay, so Avram Avinu made an Erev Tavshilin. Avram Avinu may have kept 2 days of Yontav when he was in Mitzrayim. Avram Avinu did all these kinds of things. Who knows, maybe even lit a Hanukkah menorah for all that we know. But he didn't daven Mincha. Or Myra, for that matter. What's that? Can you imagine this? Yitzchak comes home after 2 years in Israel. His father finishes Shacharis, and he's wrapping up his tefillin. And Yitzchak, who just came back from Shana Bet, he's got his hat, he's got his jacket, he's got the whole thing. He says, claps, and he says, Ashrei. And his father's like, Ashrei, what are you talking about? He goes, it's Mincha. I never heard of this. He says, well, that's because you grew up over here, but in Eretz Yisrael, my Rebbeim told me there's such a thing as Mincha. You have to daven Mincha every day. And then, what does it mean? What does it mean that Avraham established Shacharis, Yitzchak established Mincha, and Yaakov established Ma'ariv? The Gemara doesn't prove anything. The Gemara doesn't make sense. Logically, it's hard to really understand what does it mean that they established these tefillos. Did they establish the Zmane tefillah? Did they establish Sof Zman tefillah? What is it that the Avos did, and why are these three people our Avos to the exclusion of anybody else? We know, certainly know people that came before them, but why are they to the exclusion of people that came after them? What is that? So that's what we're going to have to figure out in this chapter. We're going to have to figure out a much, much deeper understanding of what it means to be an Av, the connection of the Avos and Tefillah. And again, we're going to understand that it's not that we have three Tefillos because we had three Avos, but we'll come to understand that we had three Avos because there are three Tefillos that need to be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meretz Hashem, will continue next week. I'm sorry, I have to leave early tonight.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night. Yeah.